Welcome to the Brown Posey Press Show, part of the Books Big Network, a program dedicated to independent and self-published authors. This show will examine new and unique works of literature, learn about their creators, and discuss the industry. And now your host, Tori Gates.
J.T. Kunkel brings us a series of mystery tales, stories which run between the lines of the cozy and the dark. In both the several volumes of the Miranda Marquette series and that of the more recent sleuth Cordelia Corbett, he has created enduring characters who are always on the case. A singer and songwriter, Kunkel spent many years in Nashville. He now lives in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. J.T., welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we met at the Chocolatown Book Festival last fall, and those are always good for networking, and I finally have gotten the opportunity to get to talk to you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And this is my second year there. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely will be back there this fall, and, you know, more fun for us, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess before we get to the writing part, let's talk a little bit about your origins and where the map of you begin. You've talked about your music career as a singer-songwriter, but tell us about...
Yeah, I actually started out in upstate New York. I'm actually a finance person, so I've always used both halves of my brain, but I've been a singer-songwriter since I was around age 12, and did some recording and brought it to Nashville, and it was strongly recommended that I move there, because that's kind of the only way you can really make things happen.
Right.
Couldn't really do that in the long run, so kind of made it a short time out of that, but it was an enjoyable venture, and I certainly learned a lot in that process, and always loved to sing and write.
Well, I've always heard about the travel into Nashville and that experience, and I've talked to people who live there, people who've been in and out of there, and it always comes across as a fairly tough shop to get into. But once you're in there, what was the experience like? I mean, you must have run into some people of note and quite a few others. Trying to find your way in music is the same way as trying to find our way in writing as well, because our books are always looking for somebody to read them.
Yeah, they're very, very similar. And I think it's, it's in terms of making it, I think, musically and as a writer, I think a lot of times there's as much luck and being in the right place as in the, at the right time as there is, having talent. So there's definitely a lot of parallels there.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have the design that you were going to be a recording artist, or did you go in possibly to pitch your songs to other people, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I always had in the back of my mind being a recording artist, but I thought it might be easier to maintain my career and to just be a songwriter.
Mm-hmm. And did you, if I may ask, did you get any notice from someone? Did you get any of your songs covered by people?
Yeah, I actually never did get to that point, but I really didn't give it probably the time that it would require, because I had a young family at that point, so I had to make some money. So,
mm-hmm. And yeah, and in terms of, you're talking about the other side of your brain, this is all what leads you to this point. And how about what you read, maybe as a young person, as well as the authors that inspired you? Tell us about those.
Yeah, I have some pretty varied interests. I always have been interested in fiction, not so much early on, mysteries, although probably in the last 15 plus years I've kind of moved towards mysteries, although I do like more like your Dean Koontz type of writers, which I would never even, you know, try to write anything like he does. But I always found his writing kind of over the edge and kind of shocking, which I really enjoy mm-hmm. reading.
And in terms of mysteries, did you lean into the classics or anything? Because growing up, my mom was a huge mystery fan. She read everything by Agatha Christie. She read everything by any author that she could find, and she usually found something good she liked in most of them.
Yeah, you know, I never did read those classics. I really, in the last, 10 to 15 years, started reading series, generally cozy mysteries, and I guess that's why I started writing them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you about the questions that led into the mysteries, and we're going to do that when we come back. J.T. Kunkel is my guest here on the Brown Posey Press Show. Stay with us.
Sunbury Press Books brings you the work of independent authors. If fiction, whether historical, murder mysteries, or spy thrillers take your fancy, check out Milford House Press. Releases of interest include The Class Assignment is Murder by Carolyn Kleinman, Dead Man Who Walks Away, Parts 1 and 2 by Herbert Dean Ely, or The Immigrant's Wife by J.B. Brooks. Explore by clicking on the Milford House tab at sunburypress.com.
My guest is J.T. Kunkel, and we're going to talk about a couple of the heroines and also the mysteries around them. You have the long-running Miranda Marquette series, and I read the kickoff to that, Blood on the Bayou, and I need to ask about, and I get the same question all the time, because most of my leaders and protagonists in my stories are female. What about that? What about the female protagonist, and what about Miranda stood out?
Well, I think the thing about Miranda is that she was a very successful person in her own right, although she started out really struggling. She actually was a cop that got shot as on the beat, and ended up having a year's worth of plastic surgery, and she really was somebody that overcame a lot to get to where she was, and she actually started a network of plastic surgeons across the country and became a self-made millionaire. So she was quite a business person. So I guess that that really kind of attracted me to that character, with my finance background.
And how did she come about? Because we always talk about how characters are based on other people, and I try very hard never to base a character on one person unless it's someone that is just so standout to me. Where does Miranda come from through your experiences?
Yeah, I would say she's kind of a combination of people that I've heard of and not even met over the years. But it's really kind of hard to put it together. I would say that she definitely doesn't really represent any one or two or three individuals that I can identify.
Mm-hmm. And you bring Miranda coming out of this trauma and to just find her own way, but the pull of law enforcement brings her back to being a detective and so forth. Did you have experiences with detectives or police officers or someone where the pieces started to fit and Miranda started to really become a person?
Yeah, I never did personally myself, but it seemed to really work for her because she actually, she loved that part of her life and was kind of, forced out of it, because of her personal injuries. But that was something that she absolutely loved. So I think when her personal life drew her back in, it really made a lot of sense to her.
Mm-hmm. And Blood on the Bayou is a great beginning. I mean, it's that title in itself is enough to get people interested. What brought Miranda there? And, you know, the locales for the series are all really intriguing.
Yeah, actually, Miranda's family was all in the New Orleans area. She was out on the West Coast, but was brought back there by her cousin, who was running a shrimping business. And she was having all sorts of issues and really needed Miranda's help. So she came back to assist her and ended up getting in all sorts of trouble when she got back there.
But that's just part of the adventure. It's like she faces it very much head on in quite a few ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in terms of the character as well, this is a person, and you've obviously spent time with, I spend time with all of my characters anyway, and the main characters always stick around, and she must have really began to evolve the more you created and the more you wrote. Did she give you messages about, hey, this is kind of who I am, or here's something you ought to think about, you need to write this?
Yeah, she absolutely did, especially when we got into books 3, 4, and 5 of the series, because her life changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. She had become a real success, and then out of her control, she had some government intervention in her business, and her life changed dramatically. And it changed the direction of the series. But it didn't change her spirit. I think that's an important message.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a series, they often do write themselves, and no matter the state that they come out initially. How did it progress for you from case to case? Did you have these must have just started to come through the creative process. Did you have like a set series in mind, or how did it come about? It's always interesting that way.
Yeah, I really didn't, and I actually never planned my writing either from book to book or from page to page. I really just literally sit down in terms of, I'll sit down and say I'm going to write a couple thousand words, but I have no idea where they're going to go. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people, I guess some authors will outline their books or outline their series. I never have any idea what I'm going to write or how a book is going to turn out until it ends.
Mm-hmm. And the places that you take Miranda as an example now, are these places you've been to, or and if not, what kind of research do you do to get into those spots?
Yeah, some of them are and some of them aren't. I do a lot of internet research. She actually, in one of the later books, ends up on the Hawaiian Islands, on a lesser known island that most people never go to. And I ended up really doing several days of research about that island, and it really turned out pretty interesting.
That's cool. I'm going to ask about your new heroine when we return. We're listening to the Brown Posey Press Show. J.T. Kunkel is my guest. You stay with us.
Sunbury Press Books is the home of independent authors and thinkers. Radio Free Press is our imprint for politics and social issues. Check out authors such as Pat LaMarche, author of Still Left Out in America, The State of Homelessness in the United States, Wingnuts, A Field Guide to Everyday Extremism in America by David Michael Slater, and A Year of Change and Consequences by Mark Single. Find out more by clicking the Books tab at sunburypress.com.
We're back. My guest is J.T. Kunkel, who is the author of the Miranda Marquette series, and we're going to talk about the new heroine, Cordelia Corbett, who kicks off with Under the Influence. I must ask, with the success of Miranda, was there a reason that you put her down? What brought Cordelia into your work?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to move things to the East Coast. I had been writing on the West Coast for quite a while and saw an opportunity to start writing about things that were a little more familiar to me. And this Cordelia was really kind of the perfect character, and I kind of put her in what I thought was the perfect place to do that.
And how is Cordelia different? I mean, there are certain character traits in both women that I see, but Cordelia really is her own person.
Yeah, she really is. She has a very close relationship with her family. She's got two sisters, one older and one younger, and she's definitely the middle child. And that plays throughout the series. She also had a really close relationship with her grandmother, who was a first-generation Irish immigrant. And all of that plays very much into Cordelia's personality.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, too, about the mysteries of, you know, because we always think when we're reading or we look into it, is there's always a murder. There's always something like that. But it's not always the case. And how did the crime selection come about for you, of like the different cases that a detective is going to come across? They can be very mundane, strange things, you know, searching for some. How did you know what each person's casebook was going to be like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, it's kind of the way I write. I kind of let them choose themselves. And like a lot of times I've had I can't remember which book in this series. It's three or four. We think we think it's a double murder of twins in one of these books, but it's actually not a murder at all. So, you know, sometimes, you know, at the point that we discovered the bodies in this case, we thought it was one thing, but turned out to be another. So sometimes it's a mystery to me.
That's cool, because then, you know, the reader doesn't go and think, oh, we've got another murder. And then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, here we go.
Right. Yeah.
That is cool. Let me ask you about how is Cordelia going to progress? I mean, we have Under the Influence, which was very interesting and had plenty of flow to it. Do you envision a series as lengthy as Miranda's, or what do you have in mind for her?
Yeah, I think it could potentially be even longer. I'm actually working on book 7 right now, which is the length so far of the Miranda series. So I've got a lot of things Cordelia wants to do. So I could see that. I could see that going to maybe 10 or even 12 books.
Mm-hmm. Now I need to ask about the mystery genre today, because I know I have plenty of friends who write mysteries. I have friends who are fans of them, and we see it on the bookshelves and so forth. Do you think it's still thriving? I mean, as I mentioned, you know, Agatha Christie, Rex Stout, people like that, they are in our past, but they've certainly left footprints for those for the likes of you to follow. Do you think the genre is still strong? Do you think it's progressing?
Yeah, I think it is. I think there's, I think there are places to go with the genre where, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a mystery alone, you know, where you can, you know, throw in some romance and some social commentary along the way and some humor. And I like to really try to do that in all my books.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of reaction do you get from the readers? You know, you, of course, were at the Chocolate Town Book Fest right near me, and I saw plenty of traffic. But what do the fans have to say?
Yeah, I love doing in-person, you know, book sales and book signings, because I really do get a lot of positive feedback. I get, you know, readers that are just, you know, chomping at the bit waiting for the next book, which is really, really exciting for me. It's funny because I had a guy who was waiting for the next book to come out, and he said, I want you to sign this to me and sign it that the next book's going to be at Ocean City, and sign it. So, oddly enough, he gave me the idea. So I wrote the next book, taking place in Ocean City.
Well, that's a good request, isn't it? And it's like, you have a task set before you now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, might as well.
But that's good to have that, though. And there's another thing. I was just speaking with someone over the weekend about it. We do have to get out there. We have to go to the events and so forth. Where do you think you do well? I mean, book fairs are always fun. I go to conventions of different types. And then there's always, like, authors who will go to the craft fairs. They'll go to the places that there might not be an author. What works best for you, do you think?
Yeah, it's funny you should bring that up, because actually I find that's where I do the best. Is I'll do the best at a craft fair where I'm the only author. And people are like, whoa, an author. And, you know, it's a surprise. And I find that maybe the next year I'll go to that same event and there's two or three authors. And I don't do anywhere near as well, which I suppose makes sense.
And sometimes that's just luck of the draw, and it's just, you know, right people, right time kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, where can we find your books? Tell us about that.
I would say the easiest place to find them is on Amazon. They do show up in different places. It's a little unpredictable. Sometimes Books a Million, sometimes other large bookstores, but they're always on Amazon.
All right. And I always ask this of fellow authors, if you're talking with someone who's got an idea or isn't really sure how to progress with what they want to do, what's the one piece of advice you give them?
I would say if a prospective writer, I would say just sit down and write and see what happens.
My guest has been J.T. Kunkel, and thank you for your time. Thank you for telling us about Miranda and Cordelia and all your work. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for me, too. I really enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Brown Posey Press Show with your host, Tory Gates. Find his works, including Searching for Roy Buchanan, Call It Love, and Shake Hands with the Devil, along with more independent authors of fiction and nonfiction at sunburypress.com. Thank you for listening. This is the BookSpeak Network.